This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're T-minus 1 hour, 12 minutes, and counting. At this time, Spacecraft Commander Gene Cernan and the Spacecraft Test Conductor Skip Chauvin are going over some command checks. During these checks, the Spacecraft Commander actually gimbals the, or moves, swings the main engine in the service module. He does this using his flight hand controller, and this is a system which is done so that if there is a problem with a computer, which normally flies these, he could take over and manually fly it. Normally, however, all burns of this engine are done by the computer. Out at the pad, the space vehicle is surrounded by searchlights producing some 225 foot candles of light, a total of 72 20 kilowatt xenon lights and 260 kilowatt xenon searchlight banks provide this illumination. At liftoff, approximately 7,500 foot candles will be produced from the flame of the Saturn V first stage engines. This is almost equivalent to daylight. Searchlights will also illuminate the Apollo 17 for the first 60 feet of its flight. Our countdown continuing to go smoothly now as we approach the 1 hour mark. T-minus 1 hour, 11 minutes and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.